A lot of folks forget that during this terrible COVID epidemic that our farm worker community stepped up. They were declared essential workers in our state and around the country, and they in large part deserve a ton of the credit for making sure that, again, the food came to the grocery shelves at the end of the day. And in our home state of Oregon, the farm workers, Bakun in particular, played a critical role in getting that Farm Worker Modernization Act developed and enacted. It's passed the House now twice. At the end of Congress, we finally got it together and got it out there. And then we got after it early this Congress to make sure the Senate has an opportunity to take it up. But it's a wonderful piece of legislation. Hopefully breaks the logjam on the immigration, you know, farm issue. Farmers that I talk to, desperate for a workforce that knows how to work, willing to put the effort in. Put some certainty into the H-2A program, which could be so complicated. This streamlines a lot of that for our farmers. And on the farm worker side, gives folks a chance to stay as long as they're in the farm worker space, in the ag space, get to stay here in this country, and frankly, eventually earn legal permanent status. So it's a win-win for the farmers, the farm workers, and I think our country, because we need that farm. What the COVID showed is that you can't rely on overseas, you know, folks to supply your needs here. We have to make sure we can have good agricultural enterprises that are vibrant, supporting workers, supporting the farmers, the small businessmen and women that live on these family farms to provide us the food and fiber we really need. And that's a huge success story, I think. So we got to get it through the Senate. That's the next step. It had had bipartisan support on the House side. So folks back home think it's all partisan. Not hardly. Broadband, Farm Worker Modernization Act, very bipartisan. And I think, again, it might be the piece that could break that logjam on immigration that has been bedeviling us for the past 30 years.